It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And I want to say this up front this week. Welcome to the podcast again. And if you, especially this week, we're talking about stuff we're most likely going to be posting pictures of. You can find all our social media on our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com. And we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter under It's Not Just You or Stacy and Lynn. You can look for either of those things. And it's Stacy with a E and Lynn, L-Y-N-N.
That's right.
And this week, because of what we're talking about, that's really why I wanted to put it out up front. But also, if there's anything you ever want to hear discussed, want to hear other people's thoughts on, anything like that, we would love to know that too. So please reach out to us and let us know. This week, we're talking about life hacks.
Yes, my favorite.
I know, you bought the book.
I did.
Which I didn't even know there was a book.
I always love those little like tricks. I think one time a long time ago, we talked about little tricks. We asked people like if you had one little, I don't know if we talked about this in like real life or podcast life, but I had put a thing on Facebook, remember, of like, your best tip? And I'm fascinated by things like this because it started with one of the things that blew my mind, like at a much, I was like, this is not long ago. I was, like a Neosporin tube or little tubes with makeup. Well, I'd always get mad because you couldn't squeeze the rest of it out. You know, you could never get
very
it out.
Very frustrating.
And then someone said, oh, you just cut the end off. And then you get all that extra.
Oh.
And my mind was literally blown. So I have like foundation. I literally have gotten 2 weeks extra foundation out of cutting the tube and being able to get in there with a Q-tip and get foundation out.
That's what we're talking about, because you could just go out and buy another tube.
Well, that's what I was doing for 45 years.
But we're talking about all those sneaky little hacks that help you get the most out of things, make life a little bit easier, especially when we're talking about maybe we're going to be sheltering in place again and you might not be able to go out and get stuff, how to make stuff last a little longer or make it yourself.
Yes. So like also because I've been watching watching videos on TikTok a lot.
Oh yeah.
Okay. That thing can get addicting, but they always have like good life hacks on there. Like really good ones. Like you know how you have your curtains?
Yeah.
And sometimes they look like put together like they're just too close.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but then you go in other people's houses and they look like a designer did it.
Yeah.
Well, they had this whole thing about this girl like glued together like paper towel holders, like thick. And then you put it in the crease of your curtains. So when you come in, the curtains look so much fuller. It literally looked like, and it all was from, you know, paper towel, the middle of the paper towel holder.
Okay, my question for that would be, what does it look like on the other side, though?
Yeah, well,
I guess it doesn't matter, but.
Well, because it closed up enough.
Okay.
But it looked like a night and day when she did this stuff. But this stuff on TikTok, I'm like, where do these people even come up with these things? It's unbelievable.
Well, we know somebody who comes up with stuff like that, though. My friend Wendy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She just built, because of the pandemic, like, I feel like times of stress and crisis really make people get creative. Mm-hmm. Especially when we could all go out again, but nothing was really open.
Mm-hmm.
She built a garage bar. And she has a bar in her garage. And it's got a refrigerator, it's got ceiling fans, it's got comfy furniture, it's got anything you would want to drink, it's got a big huge thing of Cheetos, it's gorgeous, it's got flowers, it's like a bar you would want to hang out in.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I need to be able to socialize safely.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did this. But she's always like, she's the one who I went there last year over to her house. She's a designer.
Yeah.
Because she will wrap things in the most unique way that you would have never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I want to learn how to wrap like that. So we went over and I was wrapping gifts and she was giving me suggestions and it was so fun. Like she just thinks very.
Well, because that's crafty. She's very crafty too.
Well, it's like not even crafty. It's more like she will take things and find a totally different use for it than it was ever intended to have. And it's actually much better how she thought of it.
Well, like, so, you know, like thicker sponges that you might use to wash your car with, but they're like square.
Yeah.
So I never am a person that leaves like a bar of soap by the sink. Like, even if you have a soap dish that you put it in, I feel like it always gets, like, gross on the bottom and everything. Well, someone posted this life hack where they took the sponge and they put the bar soap that they would use on top of the sponge. They drew, like, the shape of it with a, you know, Sharpie. Then they cut out that section and left it by the sink. So now when they're done with the soap, they just put it on top of that sponge in that little curved space. And now there's no gunk or junk or anything because it just dries on the sponge. I was like, oh, my God. All right. That's perfect. Because I never liked it. I like a bar of soap. I never liked one on the sink because I just felt it always looked messy and gross.
All right, that is hilarious.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. Okay, I was looking at some, and one, I've actually done this. Mm-hmm. However, and it's on a lot of lists. It's on almost every list. If you look up life hacks, it's chill white wine with frozen grapes. But, and I have done that. Mm-hmm. However, this is my thinking. If you're remembering to put the grapes in the freezer, you can remember to put the wine in the fridge.
Yeah, that's true.
And maybe it's for somebody brings you. Mm-hmm. Like if you're having a party or people over and somebody brings you white wine and maybe it's not chilled, but you want to drink it. Okay. But I'm like, I mean, I have done it, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm remembering something already. Like I want something that's really going to help me, you know, in a time of crisis.
Well, also another one is, you know, when you, the springs, well, you should know this because you're a pen thief and a pen lover. You know the springs that are inside a pen?
Yeah.
There's this life hack that I saw where you put the spring around your iPhone charger.
Okay, I've seen that one too.
So
how do you get it on?
Break or, well, you can open the spring up enough.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you slide it up to the end. So
okay.
Right before you put it in. Because you know how it cracks all the time and it won't like crack and break and it lasts longer. I also was reading that if you put store batteries in the freezer, they'll last double the life.
No, that's a debunked one.
What?
Because I did also look at a couple sites of debunked life hacks.
Oh,
my God. The battery one was one of them. In fact, battery manufacturers say don't store them in the freezer.
Really?
Yes. Another debunked one was removing stickers with vodka.
Oh.
Which, that's a waste of vodka, first of all.
Yeah.
And that's what the site said. Like, don't waste your vodka. And it doesn't come off any easier. Like, use, like, Goo Gone. Use a product for it. Actually, what works best, really, is something like just get some cheap olive oil, and that'll take your stickers off.
Rubbing alcohol will work.
Yes, it does.
You know, that's, like, super, super, super strong. Yeah, don't waste your drinking vodka.
Exactly.
That's no good. Here's a good one I saw a couple of years ago. How to cube up a watermelon. So you cut a watermelon in half, and then you take it and the meat side, you take a knife and you just score it into cubes all the way down to the rind, back and forth in like a crisscross pattern. Mm-hmm. And then you turn it upside down and all the cubes come out. And
I'm
stopping
at the store today, and I'm going to get a watermelon.
I did that one time. Yep. You can cube an entire watermelon in 2 minutes flat.
Because I love watermelon, but I hate cutting it.
Exactly.
It's always a disaster.
Yeah, it's messy.
Stuff's everywhere. I can't stand
it. A little, you know, you got to get really good at it. Use a sharp knife and stuff and make sure you get nice and deep down in there. It's not perfect like the guy in the video did it.
Right.
Because he's obviously practiced, but it saves a ton of time.
I'm totally going
to
do that.
Well, here's one. I was talking to my daughter yesterday, and she actually did a life hack on Saturday. She was baking something for a friend and wanted a specific shape, but she didn't have a cookie cutter. So she just Googled how to make a cutter and ended up making one with tinfoil. Like, you can look that up, which leads me to...
Wait, so she cut out the shape in the tinfoil and then...
She made it out of tinfoil. Like, I don't know exactly, but it told her the process of how to do it. It was a very simple shape.
Yeah.
But she made it out of tinfoil. She showed me the picture.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Okay. I was like, hey, can I talk about your life hack? Because
we're
talking about life hacks on Monday.
If you Google like a workaround for almost anything, someone has an idea, which always blows my mind.
Actually, this is what you Google. I found the exact thing. Whenever you're starting a project, Google things I wish I knew when I started.
Really?
And then you will get pages and pages of people going, oh, if I'd only known, I would have done it this way. I would have done this. You will get so many tips, whatever project you're starting.
Wow. All right,
like things I wish I'd known when I started gardening. And then you will get, you know.
Like ways to make it a lot easier on
you. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of batteries, I thought this was like a good one. If you are out of AA batteries, you can use a AAA battery and fill the gap on the positive side with a small ball of tinfoil.
Good to know.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Right. Yeah. And how many times?
I know.
Yesterday, I finally ordered one of those, the thermometers that you just shoot at your head and mm-hmm. it tells your temperature. And when it arrived, it's like that dreaded moment when you open it. And I was like, oh no, what batteries do I need? Because whichever one is the one I'm not going to have.
Yeah.
So there you have it. If you ever have the double A but need the triple, or you have
okay,
the triple
but, and
A, but need the double
of
A.
That, did it arrive in a blister pack? Because I've seen this, and now I want to order something just to see if this works. Because you know when you try to open those blister packs with scissors, and A, they're hard, and you nearly end up impaling yourself?
Yeah.
With either the hard plastic or your scissors?
Yes.
Use a can opener. Like one of those regular old can openers. It goes right up the blister, side of the blister pack.
What?
It says. I didn't try
you
it
You mean
yet.
Those things that are like sealed so tight, Christmas
yes.
morning became a nightmare.
Yeah,
because...
like in that heavy plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where am I putting the can opener?
Just on the side of it, like right along where the hard edge is.
Really?
It showed pictures. I want to try it. I just saw that one last night, so I did not have time to try it. Here's another one I saw, and I had a girlfriend who actually did this. If you have little kids and they fall out of bed...
Yeah, okay, this is going to be, what do you do?
Slide a pool noodle under the fitted sheet at the edge of the bed.
Oh.
She did that for years. She was actually, I think she actually even, she did. I know she did because she's just that clever.
Mm-hmm.
She actually sewed like extra material, like sewed a sleeve mm-hmm. for the pool noodle so that there was no way it would move.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even just putting the pool noodle in there will keep your kids,
because they're little,
they're not heavy.
That's a great one.
Isn't it?
So I saw one on TikTok that said, oh, if you want to make your husband think you clean the house all day, do this. And you know those, this is so funny. You know those downy, the little beads?
Oh, yeah, those, yeah, whatever they're called. Shakeables.
Beatables or whatever. You put it in your washing machine. You put them on the oven in some water and you turn it on low so the whole house smells like it. And I had done it that, and my husband like walked in literally 20 minutes after it had been on, and he goes, were you cleaning? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, bust it. Because he came home, I was still cooking.
Oh, that's funny.
But the funny part is, I think I overdid it because it started to make me a little nauseous because the whole house smelled like that downy smell for so long.
Okay, that's hilarious.
But it was a good little, if you got friends coming over, you want to, like, you know, have time to, like, really clean up.
See, I would always just wipe down all the cupboards, mm-hmm. I mean, the countertops really well, and then spray the rest of the house with Febreze, but that's even better, I think.
There you go. I like when I love how, like, I mess up life hacks, and it becomes even, like kind of, I'm a hacker at these life hacks, right? So there was this one, because I have to say it again, and we're not getting paid, TikTok. You'd think I was an ambassador for them. But they do a lot of iPhone hacks. And
oh, yeah.
I even showed you some,
you
right?
You did. Oh, my gosh.
So
changed my life.
Yes. So there's a couple that I've shared, but there's one that like I haven't shared because it screwed me up so much. So you can go in and you set the shortcut. Because you know how so many times you have to enter your email address in life?
Oh, yeah.
Please put your email address. Please put your email address. Please put your email address. Well, you can type in a shortcut where you literally just type the number 12. Whatever number you pick out.
Okay.
It could be AA. It could be CB, you know. But I put 12. And anytime I type 12 into my phone, now my email address comes up.
Oh, no.
So I'm texting a friend. So I've done this 100 times.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I notice right away. But the other day, I text my friend, I'll be there at 12.
Oh, no.
But it really said, I'll be there at lynn465.com. Right? So I like was like, later on, as I was over, I'm like, wait, what? And then I was like, I didn't have time to explain on a text. So I was like, I don't know why that email came up. I'll explain later. I'll be there. And then you have to type 12 and then look in the bar and actually hit, like it gives you a choice, 12 or Lynn at 465. Because
okay.
If you don't do it,
yeah.
Then the email just comes up. I have literally, I must use the number 12. It must be the most popular number I use because I can't even tell you how many times this has happened. So now I can't undo the hack because I don't remember how to get in there to
oh,
do
no.
it. But I need to change it to like, 72
yes.
or something I'm not that's not a time that I might be somewhere or I don't know my birthday's December 12th that didn't help I mean, that's probably why I picked it, because it's in a lot of my passwords. But yeah, I love when I screw up a hack like that.
Change your shortcut to noon, since you obviously don't write.
Yes,
you're not writing noon or midnight out.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of that, I saw one I thought was very clever. And the next time I have to create a password, I will probably do this. It says, use an accented letter in your password. Now, my issue was, I don't know where to find those.
Okay.
So
I see. That's what I love.
I know. And if I found it once, would I be able to find it again to type in my own password?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think that it's going to make it harder for people to hack you. Like, I don't know. Like,
yes.
Just last week, I got a couple of messages saying, were you in Uruguay and did you try to log in? No.
Yeah.
I did not, and I was not. So.
So I have, I saw one, guess where?
TikTok.
Oh my God, how'd you know? So do you know when you, the way you said it was almost too irritated. TikTok.
No, I think it's funny.
Yeah, it is. You know, like chicken breast, but they have that white tenderloin, that piece of muscle in there. So, and I did try this. Now I'm going to admit, I didn't give it the old cow to try. So I probably lost patience a little faster than I should have, but I did see enough videos to see that it works. You literally pick up the breast, you take a fork, and you put that little white piece of muscle in, and then you just pull up. So it comes right out through the fork.
Oh, okay.
And there's no more of that white grizzly muscle in there.
Okay.
And I didn't even realize this, which we should maybe do a whole podcast just on chicken. Because when I talk to people about it, the opinions they have on chicken and how it's cooked and who touches it and, you know, not being able to look at raw chicken. My one friend started dry heaving. I mean, it was I was like, wow, I didn't know this much of a reaction would come over.
I do feel like chicken's an issue.
But my one friend said, I can't stand that white section in it. Again, maybe I'm just, I don't know. I never even thought to take it out. Is it?
No, I just always cooked with it on.
Me too.
Well, because I did those cooking segments, and that's fat, and cooking with fat is always better. Take it off when it's done, because fat adds flavor.
Okay, so yeah, I didn't know it was a bad thing, but I'm not kidding
you.
When I was at this group of seven, one thought, like, I literally thought I've been eating chicken wrong my whole life, but literally, you just put that little, whatever you want to call it, little fatty section into the fork, pull the fork straight down and pull on up, and it comes right out of the breast of chicken.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's another email one, since we were just talking about that a minute ago. I haven't done this one yet either, but I could see how it would work.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went back. One of the things I did while we were shuttering in place was I went through and unsubscribed to all the spam emails I was getting.
Oh, this hopefully will help me.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Filter your email. So you go up to your email in the search bar.
Okay.
Write unsubscribe. All the spam is going to come up.
What?
Yes.
Wait, I'm in my email.
So
go to the search bar.
So say you wanted to look for an email from me.
Yeah.
You would go up there and write Stacy.
Yeah.
Instead of writing Stacy in the search bar, write unsubscribe. Because that's going to give you every email that gives you the option of unsubscribing.
Oh my gosh. Well, that just literally.
Right.
I have so many. I can't even stand it.
I know.
That's a very good
one. It would have. I spent days doing it, and now I'm like, oh, I could have done it in 30 minutes.
And here's one that changed my life, and it might, or it's going to change my life because I just read about it. I don't know if you ever go on YouTube and like you want to like go frame by frame to look at something that's in there. Like someone will say, "Do you see that person in the background?" Or like, "Do you?" Or for me, like I'm always looking if it's my own video, I'm trying to look for like spelling errors or anything I might have put wrong graphically.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how you move that little dot. Now it went back 12 seconds. I really just wanted to go back 4 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Or you moved it up. I literally just found out, and I'm just going to read it from this book, to move frame by frame on YouTube, on a YouTube video, pause it, and then you can use the J or the L button to go forward and back.
Oh.
Now, I'm saying, many people might not need that, but I several times have gone, like my son's like, no, look at the thing in the background. And I'm like, well, it's going, stop it. And then you're like, for 5 minutes, I'm trying to get that 1 second. J or L.
Okay.
Back and forward.
Good to know. Okay. Speaking of laptops and stuff like that,
websites.
And this would have come in handy at the beginning of the shutter in place where we are all doing Zoom calls. You know how you're told to raise your laptop or raise your screen up a little?
Mm-hmm.
You can use one of those kids' 3-inch binders, like a 3-ring binder, as a laptop stand. So you put it up there so it raises the end, and they always have the big hole in them. So you tuck the cords in through there and you put the cords all on the inside. So you're hiding the cords. You got the laptop raised. It looked genius.
Brilliant.
That does sound genius. You know, another show that might need its own topic is avocados.
Oh, I love avocados.
Because everyone wants to know how to keep them from going brown, how to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How to ripen them faster. So if you want to ripen them faster, you can store them in a bag with apples or bananas.
Yeah. Even if you put them, like I have a big fruit bowl on the top of my counter, mm-hmm. and I was keeping my avocados in the fruit bowl, and they were ripening too fast.
Oh, there you have it.
Yeah, because they were next to the apples.
Then it says, once you've cut your avocado, you store it in an airtight container with, you know what?
Lemon juice.
That's what everyone thinks.
Oh.
To keep it from browning, you put a sliced red onion next to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I always use the pit. You take the pit, you keep it in. So say you make some guacamole, and then you take the pit, and you stick that in there, and it keeps it from browning.
That's, okay, Is that so? You've really done that? Because
yeah.
I heard that today, and I looked it up, and there was like controversy.
It worked for me.
Okay, and I actually did it this morning to see. I cut up the avocado. I left the pit in the bowl. I put saran wrap on it and put it in the fridge. So I wanted to test it to see if it was going to work. And you know something that is here that Stacy would probably do that I think I'm going to do today.
Yes,
I'm not joking today.
Okay,
because I saved the pit, like I just said. You can save the pit and grow your very own avocados.
Doing it right now.
Dang it.
Just checked on it yesterday.
Do you see? I just said, I bet she'll do it, and she's already doing it. Well, why? Did you know?
I don't know. I read it somewhere.
Because, how did you know? I mean, just yesterday you started this?
No. I started it weeks ago. So I had one because I'm like, I'm going to grow myself a pandemic avocado plant. So I read all about how to do it. I did the one with the toothpicks
yes,
and the water.
That's exactly what I saw.
The first one didn't work. I waited weeks and weeks and weeks. It just obviously was not working. So then I did another one. And I think this one is working. I just checked on it yesterday, and it looks like it's almost ready to sprout because, like, the top of it's, like, raised up a little. So I'm very hopeful about this one.
I would be very excited about that if you could grow
your own avocado. Okay, so I did try another one, and I want to debunk this one myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I go out, and especially these days when we're wearing masks, and I feel like, you know, eye makeup is all you really get these days.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I like a winged eyeliner, I'm not very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried, one of the hacks is a spoon to create a winged eyeliner, and you use the handle of it to do the line up, and then you turn it over and you make the curve. No, it does not work.
It does not work?
It did not work for Stacy, let's put it that way. I looked like a hot mess when I was done.
Well, here's some money-saving ones. Okay, I love Costco,
mm-hmm.
and I guess I didn't really ever realize, and maybe, you know, I'm crazy. I didn't realize, like, things actually go on sale at Costco.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I did either.
And I have heard this before, and it was, like, I just happened to be, before we even talked about doing the show, I was walking through the store in near us, and there was a book called Life Hacks, which I just love Life Hacks. So I was like, yes, I want that, please. If a price ends in 97 cents at Costco, that's the lowest price it'll ever go. It's been on clearance, and that's the best price you're ever going to get. So now I'm going to look, because I already think Costco has such good prices.
Yeah.
And now if it's 97 cents, that means it's like kind of on sale at Costco, which is crazy.
Good to know. I'm wondering if there's any others that this one I saw, one of the many lists, and I actually did this, but not as a life hack. Stack clothes vertically in your drawer. So you can see them all. So, you know, like if you're, especially like t-shirts, if you got folded t-shirts in there,
yeah.
All you can see is the one on top.
Yeah.
But if you stack them vertically, you can see them all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a Marie Kondo thing.
Yes.
Like that's how she does all her drawers.
Yes.
So that's how I ended up doing it. But it does help. Like, because I'm not wearing just the ones on the top anymore.
Which is what I always do.
I know. I tried making my son do it.
Yeah.
Because he just wears the same shirts all the time. And he doesn't like folding them that way. And he doesn't like dealing with
it. Well, real quick, here's one for guys.
Okay.
If you're out of shaving cream, you can use olive oil.
Ooh, yes.
And then here's one that I've witnessed you do before. And I don't even know if you know this was a life hack. But some of you may not know, but Stacy makes the best margaritas in the entire world. And it says to microwave limes to get more lime juice, you microwave the lime. Now, you microwave the limes to make them softer. And I don't know if you knew that that's because you rolled them too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then did you know, is that why you did that when you were at over?
I rolled them to get more juice out of them. Mm-hmm. I didn't know why did I microwave them? I'm not a big microwave person.
Maybe you, yeah, I swear you did.
Oh, but, I must have.
But. Yeah, so if you microwave, you get more juice from the lime.
Good to know.
Is that, and that you made the front cover of the book because that one was one of the ones on the front cover of the book.
Darn, I'm good.
Rub chalk on clothing to remove grease stains.
Okay, you know another way to remove grease stains?
Hmm.
WD-40.
Really?
WD-40, let it sit.
Or, grease on grease?
Yep. That's
what?
Yeah, it takes it out. And, well, actually, the one I use the best, I've tried the WD-40. It depends on the material, so don't try it on everything. Look it up first. But the thing I found the best for grease stains on almost anything, Dawn.
Dishwashing liquid?
Yes.
Really?
Put it right on the stain. I let it sit for a couple of hours.
Okay.
Then just throw it in a load of laundry. I've never lost an item of clothing to a grease stain.
A very good one that I also could have used 40 years ago.
So. All right. Well, we would love to hear your tips. In fact, we're gonna put that same thing you originally put out there on Facebook, and we'd love to hear more of your life hacks, the ones you've tried, the ones that really work for you. Again, you can find all our social media on our website, StacyandLynnPodcast.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. Let us know your best life hacks, and we can share them with all the rest of our listeners. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.